What are our best investments or treasures or gain in life? What are the most important things that we possess in life today? In our gospel, our Lord Jesus Christ is giving us a radical approach, and He don't want any half-hearted answers or half-measure attitudes. He's direct when He says, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. So following Jesus must be our ultimate attitude. And we can do that only with and for love. Christ must be followed from our love, and from there we can then understand the sacrifice, the personal negation, for those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. So love and mercy may lead us to sacrifice. Any true love engenders one way or another some sort of sacrifice, but not all sacrifice engenders love. God is not sacrifice. God is love. And only from that perspective, pain, fatigue, and the cross in our existence have any meaning. Following the model of man, the Father reveals us in Christ. As Saint Augustine said, when one loves, one does not suffer. But if one does suffer, the very suffering is loved. So my dear brothers and sisters, when we are in love with Jesus and follow Him, everything will be straightforward, easy, and simple, even suffering, because we know these are for Him and for our sanctification. Christ is our treasure and the most important for us. So let us make our prayer, make the prayer of Saint Ignatius of Loyola our prayer too, that goes this way. Lord Jesus Christ, take all my freedom, my memory, my understanding, and my will. All that I have and cherish, you have given me. I surrender it all to be guided by your will. Your grace and your love are enough for me. Give me this, Lord Jesus, and I ask for nothing more. You are enough, Lord. Amen.